Your esteemed incumbent invited me to preach into your stewardship campaign, and I'm happy to do that. And then, because we weren't too organized, we have a reading that's actually not always related to stewardship. However, the more I pondered the gospel verse about setting down burdens and finding rest, the more I realized it does, in a way, speak to stewardship. Money, or finances, whichever you would like to call it, both in an individual way and an institutional way, can sometimes feel like a burden. And if we are to think of finance as that burden to lay down within this verse, we hear that Jesus promises us rest. So, what does that mean in terms of our givings, particularly individual committed givings? Can we say we have spirit at rest in our givings? Or does simply ignoring it with the saying, money doesn't really matter, give us restful spirits? Jesus, throughout the Gospels, actually talks a lot about money. The rich servant, overturning the money changers, rendering to Caesar, just to name a few. You know those stories. He speaks about how we use it, how we worry over it, how we strive after it. And the words we use around money often include value and efficiency. In the coming months, parishes will be setting the budget for next year in questions like, are we getting value for our money? Are we using our money efficiently? Those questions always come up. We need such and such a project done. We want this ministry funded. We have concerns about these costs. These are all discussions about money that crop up from regular budget discussions. So we know from life experience that money does matter. It matters personally if there is food scarcity or if there is home insecurity. And in the church, it matters if the church roof leaks, if a ministry is canceled, or if in very desperate times, a parish cannot make payroll. All these things do matter because very difficult decisions are stressful when monetary resources are scarce. And even when there's no scarcity, where money is not a concern for people, money is an emotional topic. Anger, despair, disappointment, embarrassment, guilt, shame, and fear are all primal negative emotions that get triggered around discussions about money. So when we try to think or discuss our way through financial decisions, we must recognize not only the practical, but also our core emotional health may be affected, and our emotions may even end up doing the talking. We are challenged to consider language and the use of money in a way that supports our emotional health, our spiritual well-being, and our practical needs. And God knows the needs we have. Jesus does not dismiss these needs. He never states they are not important. He only invites us not to carry them as a burden. And the underlying message of the verse, come to me, set your burdens down, and rest. The underlying message is one of trust. And if, I have mentioned, we think of finances as the burden, Jesus relates money and our use of money to trust. When we are ready to make a personal decision around money and how much we give to the church, the question involves not only the practical, how can I pay my bills and what will my committed givings for the next year be? We also need to identify what emotion is driving that decision and how is it affecting our soul, our spirit, if you will. And to answer those questions, I like to look at four pillars of good stewardship: gratitude, abundance, generosity, and sacrifice. And these four pillars, gratitude, abundance, generosity, and sacrifice, all of these are built on the foundation of trust. Now, to talk about all of these pillars would mean I would offer 4 weeks of sermon in one, which I won't do to you today. So today, I'm only going to talk about, very briefly, about gratitude and the foundational trust it rests on. St. Francis reminds us of creation. And have you ever thought about this? Our most basic physical need is provided by our Creator God, because what we eat and drink is only ever provided by this earth. In fact, we use bread and wine of the earth in our Eucharist, the great Thanksgiving, as we celebrate the great love God has for each of us. They are expressions of gift and gratitude. Feeling grateful can be a powerful motivator. It negates anxiousness, denies fear. But true gratitude never, ever has guilt behind it. Assaging guilty consciences is not the role of gratitude. So whatever you have, large, small, lots, or very little, it has been entrusted to you by God, and true gratitude simply owns that idea. And we don't just feel gratitude, we choose to practice it. So while we think of our givings to the church, we must ask ourselves the motivational question. Am I resentful of this offering or grateful to God for all that I have? Am I viewing my offering through the lens of value and efficiency of how it is used, or am I choosing to give with gratitude? In other words, do we carry a godly perspective of gratitude in the action of our offering? Gratitude is an outward practice, a habit of seeing abundance and sharing it generously. It sets aside the question of value and efficiency and asks only to examine how I can show gratitude with the gifts God gave me. Now, trust is a belief in the reliability, the truth, and it's also a kind of strength. It offers stability. It feels emotionally safe when you trust someone, and it radiates peace. But trust is also an action. We all know one of the trust-building exercises that has one person falling backward and the other person catching them. Trust cannot be built without action. Cannot grow without action. And dealing with money needs to be, like all other trust issues, built step by step upon actions that we commit to and complete. Now, Jesus never asks us to trust in institutions, people, or movements. Because to a certain extent, all of those will fail us at one time or another. Jesus asks us to trust Him, God. So the question of trust when referring to stewardship is actually not, do we trust the parish, the council, or the church to spend the money well? That's not the question. The question is one of trust in God. And I'm not talking about this misguided kind of trust in waiting, oh, God will provide. No, because God already has. So it's for us to lean into all the encompassing gratitude and to act with trust. Now, parishes need to discuss and make decisions about money. They need to set budgets. They need to manage cash flow. And of course, your parish council has taken on that leadership role. And good stewardship prayerfully considers those discussions and decisions. Each of us, though, makes financial decisions for ourselves. And while the language of money includes value and efficiency, like it must also include gratitude and trust. Stewardship, in the traditional sense, is about how we manage what we've been given, the value and efficiency side. But I invite you to consider a different definition, an expanded definition. It is not about what we have and what we give. Stewardship is about growing our relationship with God deeper and more fully. Expressing gratitude, recognizing abundance, living a generous life, making sacrifices to meet commitment are the stewardship practices we are invited to use to build and grow our trust in God. And it is there, fully with God, that finances do not become a burden, or if they are, we can set them down, and our spirits find rest, true peace. Within those practices, we lay our burden down, not through denial or ignorance, not through efficient and effective management, but in using the language of love. We give with gratitude, abundance, generosity, and sacrifice. And so we deepen our faith and trust our God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Amen.